Roll
call for Saturday, March 10th. Agar. Anderson. And Sammy Dalton. Baldwin. Barnard. Boner. Bouchard.
Excused.
Burns.
Excused.
Case. Christensen.
Here.
Coe. Dockstader. Driscoll.
Here.
Ellis.
Present.
Emmerich.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Here.
Kinski.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Moniz.
Here.
Nethercott.
Here.
Pappas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Rothfuss.
Here.
I'm sorry, Peterson.
Here.
Rothfuss.
Here.
Scott,
here.
Von Fladen,
here.
Wasserberger,
here.
Hastert, here. President Bebout,
here.
I was 28 present, 2 excused.
Prayer this morning by our own colleague from Cowley, Senator Peterson. Please rise.
Our Father in heaven, we approach thee in this hour in the spirit of prayer and with gratitude in our hearts for the many blessings that we have received from thy hand. We're grateful for the nation in which we have to live, for the freedoms that we enjoy, for the blessings that we receive because of those freedoms. We're grateful for this state and for its people and for this opportunity we've had these past 20 days to serve this state and serve the citizens of this state. We consider this an honor, Father, and we're grateful for the blessings that we've enjoyed while serving here, the blessings of the wellness of our families as we've been separated from them, and for our health and our strength, for the wisdom that you have shown us as we've tried to do those things that would best serve the people of this great state. We're grateful for all of these blessings. And would ask to continue those blessings to be upon our families and as we go about our interim work and our committee work throughout the remainder of this year, that we might have thy guiding influence upon us, that we might enjoy the blessings of safety as we travel across this state. And again, we thank thee for all those things that we have been blessed with. Be with our leaders, both state and federal level. Bless them with inspiration and guidance. That they would do those things that would be a benefit to this great nation and state. We thank you for those individuals that serve this state, the employees, those from YDOT to the different agencies and departments that plow the roads and serve the people of this state. We're thankful for them. Bless them and their efforts. And these things we say and do and leave it in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
One evening.
Will the reading clerk please read the Journal Committee Report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of March 9, 2018 has been read and recommends it be approved. Senator Bouchard, Chairman.
Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. There is no doctor for the day. There is no nurse for the day.
I got it.
Members of the Albany County Council stated that the light air of the county caused insanity. Okay, that's a great way to start the 20th day. Anybody know what year that was? It wasn't 2018. Anybody know? 1890. Today is day 20 of a proposed 20-day session. You know, members of the Senate, as I sit here and look at you incredible, hardworking, Wyoming, dedicated public servants, You know, and we've been working very diligently to come up with an agreement on some of the differences we have with the people down the hall, and we think we have a deal, and evidently we now don't again. So I was thinking early this morning about a song just happened to hit me. So Anthony's got a little song. Senator Peterson, maybe you could prime time it again for a little bit. I'm not sure if we're going to go through the whole thing, but I thought it was appropriate given what's going on with our colleagues. So Anthony, you want to turn it on? And
feel free to join in, senators. I think it's appropriate. Bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome, I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go.
Here we go. The part I like.
Leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back again. To go, I don't know about that.
There's so many times
I think they got the message.
Thank you. That's what happens when you're raised in Cali or Shoshone. You wake up sometimes with these interesting ideas.
It's the water.
Messages from the House. And capture that attitude, members of the Senate, as we go through this day. A smile on our face.
From the House of Representatives. Mr. President, the following bills passed the House on third reading. Message number 299, Senate File 13, School Facility Property Insurance, Ayes 60. Message number 300, Senate File 46, Elections, Notices, and Resolutions, Ayes 57, Noes 3. Message number 301, Senate File 56, Real Property as a Collateral Bond, Ayes 60. Message number 302, Senate File 72, School Finance Recalibration Transportation, Ayes 60. Message number 304, Senate File number 79, Vertical Takeoff and Landing Aircraft Regulation, Ayes 55, Noes 5. Message number 305, Senate File number 61, Hunting Colors Fluorescent Pink, Ayes 39, Noes 21. Mr. President, concurrence requested. Message number 303, Senate File 78, Opioid Addiction Task Force, passed the House on third reading in an amended form. Ayes 58, Noes 2. Senate File number 71, Stand Your Ground, passed the House on third reading in an amended form. Ayes 51, Noes 9. Message number 307, Senate File 74, Crimes Against Critical Infrastructure, passed the House in an amended form. Ayes 36, Noes 23. Message number 308, Senate File 116, Retirement Income Security Task Force 2, passed the House in an amended form. Ayes 41, Noes 19. Message number 309, Senate File 118, Kickstart Wyoming Economic Diversification, passed the House in an amended form. Ayes 38, Noes 22. Message number 310, Senate File 119, passed the House in an amended form. Ayes 41, Noes 19. Message number 311, Senate File 120, Government Efficiency Project, passed the House on third reading in an amended form. Ayes 53, Noes 7. Message number 312, Senate File 121, State-Funded Capital Construction 2, Sub Number 1, passed the House in an amended form. Ayes 43, noes 16. Message number 313, Senate File 105, passed the House in an amended form. Ayes 54, noes 6. Senate File 70, Revisers Bill, passed the House in an amended form. Ayes 57, noes 3. Signed, Wendy Harding, House Chief Clerk.
Okay, members of the Senate, we're going to try to do all these concurrence votes this morning. That's the first thing we're going to do. Before we do, I need to have the Senators Perkins and Senators Von Flatern come up here, please. And Senator Office. Senator Burns, would you come up here, please? Okay, we're going to do some concurrence reports. Okay. Okay. Senator Hastert, are you ready on message number 313 to Senate File 105?
Mr. President, yes.
Okay, reading clerk, please read that in.
Message number 313, referencing Senate File 105, Drug Donation Program Act Expansion.
Senator Hastert.
Mr. President, I move message number 313 to Senate File 105 and ask for an aye vote. What they, the House did basically was they took the positions to part-time positions, four instead of the three part-time positions. I know that was in consultation with the director of the Department of Health. And they also asked that it's not included in a 21-22, which won't be there in their standard budget, which is normal language for what we do. That way, the director just has to come back and justify the program, and then he has to provide a report. And then they cut the funding, but it's, if you recall, when we did the budget, the other dollar amount, the rest of the money is for the biennium, is in the budget. It was kind of an error of mine not to biennialize the number. So what this does, instead of the $400,000, is it allocates the with the money that's already in the budget, then it gives them their full amount, Mr. Chairman. So with the full amount being intact between the bill and the budget, and then the positions that the director says that instead of full-time, it's part-time, and requiring a report, I'd ask you to vote aye.
Further discussion? There being none, the motion is to concur to the House amendments to Senate File 105 Drug Donation Program Act Expansion being message number 313. If you've been asked to vote aye, you vote aye, you vote to concur. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Aye. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Perkins? I'm sorry, Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins? Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Vladeren?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. Senate File 105, 30 aye.
By your vote, you have voted to concur to the House amendments to Senate File 105 Drug Donation Program Act expansion. Okay. Senator Baldwin, are you ready on message number 303 to Senate File 78. Yes, he is. Would the reading clerk please read that in?
Message number 303, referencing Senate File 78, Opioid Addiction Task Force.
Senator Baldwin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for concurrence on message number 303, Senate File 78, Opioid Addiction Task Force. Fellow senators, the only change the other side made in this bill was in one of the members of the task force. They asked if that be a practicing state of Wyoming physician, which doesn't substantially change the bill. If anything, strengthens it, and I would ask for your aye vote on this.
Further discussion? There being none, the motion is to concur to the House amendments to Senate File 78, Opioid Addiction Task Force, being message number 303. You've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye. You vote to concur. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
Aye.
Aye. Burns? Aye. Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer? Aye, Moniz.
Aye,
Nethercott. Aye, Pappas. Aye, Perkins. Aye, Peterson.
Aye,
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye, Scott.
Aye,
Von Platern.
Aye,
Wasserberger.
Aye,
President Bebout.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 78, 30, aye.
By your vote, you voted to concur to message number 303 to the House Amendments to Senate File 78, Opiate Addiction Task Force. Senator Christensen, are you ready?
Yes, Mr. President.
Okay, we're reading, will the reading clerk please read in message number 307, that being Senate File 74, Crimes Against Critical Infrastructure.
Message number 307, referencing Senate File 74, Crimes Against Critical Infrastructure.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move for concurrence on message number 307, that'd be 307. And on Senate File 74, and ask for your favorable consideration and your aye vote. Members of the Senate, we sent this bill down to the House, and they had some concerns about it. Over the course of three different readings, they added a lot of language. They subtracted quite a bit of the language they added. But in the end of it, the three main things this did is we sent it down there saying if you were a sponsoring organization, I'd be up to $1 million fine. They thought that was too high and asked that that come back to $100,000. They restated some things, I think, that were already in law. Just wanted to be clear that there were some protections for freedom of speech. They addressed a few of the landowners' concerns that I think were largely already in law, but again, made it a little more clear. And we can go through all these additions. I'd be glad to. Or we could vote, and I'll leave that up to you. With that, I'd stand for questions.
Discussion. Senator Anselmi Dalton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to go through and find it. It's got a lot of amendments here, and I want to make sure everyone knows what they're voting on, so I think we should go through the bill.
Further discussion before I sponsor speech for a second time. Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm looking at the inserted language on page 2, lines 4 through 14. It says delete entirely and insert. And here it says a person is guilty of damaging critical infrastructure if he damages. It doesn't say if he intentionally damages. And so I'm wondering, I know there's some areas there that if you own or you legally occupy the land that you might not be perhaps guilty of this, but if someone inadvertently damages something through no fault of their own, essentially they're at the wrong place at the wrong time, dodges off for an antelope or something and swings out there and hits something, he didn't intentionally do that. But yet, as I read this, he neither owns the land or legally occupies it, but he does damage it. But, Mr. President, he doesn't intentionally damage it. And I think there's an unintended consequence here, unless the sponsor can direct me to where that unintended consequence doesn't occur. And we well know there's, you know, I think there was 15 deaths last year from dodging animals on the road. And, you know, I think that we really need to know that isn't too broad of a category there. I'd feel a lot more comfortable if a person is guilty if they intentionally damage, destroy, deface, or tamper. Because accidents happen, Mr. President.
Okay, anybody else for the first time? Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. One other question I had, and it's hard to track any amendments to understand exactly what they end up doing. But one of the concerns that was discussed was the idea if you are an organization and one of your employees actually goes out and commits the crime and you've basically provided them with all the resources, but you didn't instruct them to go do this. I since they're representing your organization, perhaps even when they're committing the crime, is that organization that belongs to you then responsible in some way, or could it be prosecuted? I don't necessarily see the knowingly language anymore with regard to the organization, and I don't understand how the organization then interacts with a crime. So I'm just curious if that is now clarified or not. It's hard, Mr. President, to track all of these changes in and to understand what took place.
Anybody else for their first time? Any of those who spoke for the first time wish to speak for their second time before I allow the sponsor to speak for his second time? Senator Meyer, for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, Mr. Chairman, it's just that there's five, six pages of amendments here. I found something wrong on the first page. I don't know how many, and I haven't even gotten to pages 2 through 5. And we're talking about felonies, Mr. President. Felonies change your life forever. I think we need to be very careful with this. And at this time, Mr. President, I can't say that I've been careful or given it due diligence.
Okay. Senator Christensen, for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's good to get those questions out there. Members, you do have about 6 pages of attached movement on this bill. Amendments that go back and forth. But what I'll tell you is when LSO got done adding and subtracting, it is not nearly what it appears. And so if you'll go back to your engrossed copy, I'd be glad to, because it's not nearly as long as it looks, I'd be glad to just read these in. And so we can track, and this is from LSO, the actual outcome of all the amendments, the additions, the subtractions, and the final language. Over on page 1, line 2, line 1, we get rid of the. It says creating crimes. On line 2, we strike that line and says relating to. New language is relating to critical infrastructure. Over on page 2, start up on the first paragraph, and this answers some of the questions that just came up. The new language, it's going to start on line 2, but it'll read like this the whole paragraph. A person is guilty of impeding critical infrastructure if he intentionally or knowingly impedes the operation of a critical infrastructure facility, including by damaging, destroying, defacing, or tampering with the equipment of a facility, which cumulatively results in damage of less than $1,000. A person violating this subsection is guilty of a misdemeanor, punishable by imprisonment of not more than 6 months or a fine of not more than $1,000. So that one really kind of clarifies, makes it very clear, and also takes it down to a low misdemeanor, adds the intentionally or knowingly. And then down on line 10, that paragraph from line 10 to line 13 has new language. It says, a person is guilty of damaging critical infrastructure if he intentionally or knowingly damages, destroys, defaces, or tampers with the equipment of critical infrastructure facility, cumulatively resulting in damage of $1,000 or more. A person violating this subsection is guilty of a felony punishable by imprisonment of not more than 10 years and a fine of not more than $10,000. This takes that back to the common expectations of felonies as we have in law today.
Down on, interrupt you for a second, Senator Christensen. You said 1,000. Is it 1,000 or 100,000?
No, this is still regarding an individual, not a sponsoring organization.
Okay.
So,
excuse me for interrupting. Go ahead.
Misdemeanors, a low misdemeanor, 6 months or 1,000. And if the damage is over $1,000, in essence, it just matches existing language. But again, it's defined and it ties into this critical infrastructure. Down on line 16, we strike encourages. On line 18, we add after infrastructure or damaging critical infrastructure. And then we have some new language in there. It's going to read, when we get the fine is not to exceed, and the new language on line 19 is $100,000. That's striking the million. And then it says an organization is subject to civil liability for violating this subsection, and a critical infrastructure facility may recover actual or consequential damages relating to the violation, whether or not any fine is imposed pursuant to this subsection. So the idea behind this one is, let's take away the million-dollar criminal fine, take it down to $100,000, and then also, to protect the critical infrastructure and the owners, that it clearly says we can go after them with civil, regardless of if that $100,000 is imposed or not. So there is some additional protection under the civil side, and it's pretty clear. On line 19, we're also adding language that says, nothing in this section shall be construed to apply to public demonstrations or other expressions of free speech and association protected under the United States and Wyoming constitutions, but only to the extent that such activity constitutes protected speech under the Wyoming and U.S. constitutions. So this is where we get into the part about what's legal is still legal, and what's illegal is still illegal. Following that, it says, no person shall be liable for a violation of subsections A or B of this section if the person owns or legally occupies the land upon which the facility is located while engaged in conduct not inconsistent with the operation of the critical infrastructure facility, or as otherwise authorized by an agreement, or is lawfully engaged in any regulatory or legal process to which the critical infrastructure facility is subject. One of the areas that people were concerned about, the both landowners and lessees, for example, ag operations, was to make sure that they could still go out there and do their business, and if it got down to a contractual dispute, say they weren't paying their rent, or not meeting the condition of contract, and they interfered with the operation based on the contract, that they weren't going to be looking at criminal charges in what is commonly known as a civil action. Over on page 3, down on line 4, we see impede. We got that definition, means to block or prevent legal. And then new language on 5, access to. That's not really new language, but they put it in there. Access to and the operation of, or the structure, or the facility, or structure in a manner not authorized by law. That was just some ideas on some new language. It really doesn't change the meaning or the content. It's more of a restructuring that the House was interested in. Then we're on page 3, line 9. At the end of line after individual, we insert new language of tamper or tampering includes to pollute, poison, or change the chemical characteristic of any contained liquid or gas within a storage reservoir, tank, or pipeline. And then down on E, which is on that follows that, it says this section shall not apply to actions arising out of a bona fide dispute about access to land that grows out of a existing contract. Again, that language that particularly some of the ag people who had oil and gas operations on their land were concerned by, just being very, very clear that when they start to sit down and try and hash out their agreements or dispute agreements, that the big companies can't look at them and use this statute as a threat.
Okay, Senator Christensen, I've allowed you to use your other minutes that you didn't initially, but go ahead and continue. This is important if you're about done.
Mr. Chairman, or Mr. President, excuse me, there's only one more on page 5, and that's the essence of it. If you'd like, I'll cover that addition.
Go ahead.
On page 5, line 7, to insert new paragraph C, no person shall be liable for the violation of subsection A if the person owns or legally occupies the land upon which the facility is located while engaged in conduct not inconsistent with the operation of the critical infrastructure facility or otherwise authorized by an agreement, or is lawfully engaged in any regulatory or legal process to which the critical infrastructure facility is subject. And Mr. President, thank you. That was a lot less than 6 pages, but there was a lot of adding and subtracting. I appreciate the time.
Okay. You've been asked to, we're voting on the concurrence report for Senate File 74, Crimes Against Critical Infrastructure, and you've been asked to vote aye. This is message number 307. If you vote aye, you vote to concur. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
No.
No. Bouchard?
Aye.
Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
No.
No. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert?
No.
No. Hicks?
Aye.
Aye. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott? Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Bebout?
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 21 aye, 9 no, Senate File 74.
By your vote, you voted to concur to the House amendments to Senate File 74, Crimes Against Critical Infrastructure, being message number 307. Okay, Senator Anderson, are you ready on Senate File 16? Well, he's not there. Okay. Mr. Vice President, or Senator, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, are you ready on Senate File 118?
I am, Mr. President.
Would the reading clerk please read in that concurrence request?
Message number 309, referencing Senate File 118, Kickstart Wyoming Economic Diversification.
Senator Rothfuss.
Mr. President, I move message number 309, requesting concurrence on Senate File 118, Kickstart Wyoming Economic Diversification, and ask the body to vote aye. Mr. President, there are minor changes that were put on by the House that amend some language related to how the subaccounts work. That's just conforming language and clears up a couple of the points. That's what we see on the first adopted amendment. Mr. President, the substantive adopted amendment is the second amendment that we see that deletes language on page 4, lines 8 through 12, where in the original draft as it left the Senate, the Business Council was precluded from beginning this Wyoming Research and Innovation Program before April 1st, 2019. By removing that paragraph, it simply allows them to begin the program as soon as they have promulgated the rules and regulations, so that simply expedites it. And then the reporting requirement that goes along with it is moved up a year, which just conforms to that change. It expedites the process probably by about a half a year would be my guess, maybe a little longer than that, and gets it rolling faster. I'd ask the body to vote aye.
Further discussion? Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section 6, loan of Article 16, Section 6, loan of credit, donations prohibited, works of internal improvement. Neither the state nor any county, city, township, town, school, district, or any other political subdivision shall loan or give its credit or make donations to or in aid of any individual association or corporation, except for necessary support of the poor.
Any further discussion? The motion is to concur to message number 309 to the House Amendments to Senate File 118, Kickstart Wyoming Economic Diversification. You've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye, you vote to concur. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
No.
No. Anderson?
Excused.
Excused. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter? No. Driscoll?
No.
No. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Aye. Hastert? 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 Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
No.
No. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz?
No.
No. Nethercott?
No.
No. Pappas? Aye. Perkins?
Aye.
Aye. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis, aye to no. Anderson?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 118, 17, aye, 13, no.
By your vote, you voted to concur to the House amendments to Senate file 118, Kickstart Wyoming Economic Diversification. That being message number 309. Senator Anderson, are you ready on Senate File 116?
Yes, Mr. President.
Thank you. Will the reading clerk please read in concurrence request from Senate File 116, Retirement Income Security Task Force 2.
Message number 308, referencing Senate File 116, Retirement Income Security Task Force 2.
Senator Anderson.
Mr. President, I move concurrence on number 308 to Senate File 116 and ask for your favorable consideration and vote. The House didn't hurt the bill any and maybe improved it a little bit. They took out public and private and just left it private solutions. They also removed the Endow member and they removed the AARP member and replaced it with a representative of retired people. So it does no harm, and I ask for your favorable vote.
Further discussion? There being none, the motion is to concur to the House amendments to Senate File 116, Retirement Income Security Task Force. You've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye. You vote to concur. Reading clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
No.
No. Anderson?
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Aye. Baldwin?
Aye.
Aye. Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Aye. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
Aye.
Aye. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Aye. Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
Aye.
Aye. Driscoll?
Aye.
Aye. Ellis?
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Aye. Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
Aye.
Aye. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
Aye.
Aye. Moniz?
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott?
Aye.
Aye. Pappas?
Aye.
Aye. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout?
No.
No. Dockstetter, aye to no. Driscoll, aye to no. Closing, Barnard, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 116, 21 aye, 9 no.
By your vote, you voted to concur to the House amendments to Senate file 116, Retirement Income Security Task Force 2, being message number 308. Senator Perkins, are you ready on Senate file 120?
Yes.
Will the reading clerk please read in concurrence request for Senate File 120, Government Efficiency Project.
Message number 311, referencing Senate File 120, Government Efficiency Project.
Senator Perkins, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number 311 to Senate File 120, Government Efficiency Project, and ask the body to vote no. if you look what they did, they rewrote the bill, but that's the only, and actually,
don't have much of a problem with what they rewrote. But if the important part, I think that the two things, and I'll tell you what they did. They basically said potato when we said potato for most of it. But the two thing, the main thing that they did that I think is important that we go visit about was if you go on the bill to page, I think it's page 8. And what they did on page 8 in particular, they took all the incentive so that there's no cost sharing with any agency. So if an agency goes to the trouble of trying to streamline and improve, that there's no immediate benefit, or the consultants were very clear on this point, that they thought was that having incentive in these things is very, very important. And so it essentially removes the incentive. And then there's something I don't quite understand with what they're doing about the savings. Initially, they're not putting it back in the efficiency savings account at the end of the biennium. It's deposited in some other account, which I don't understand what that account is until the end of the fiscal year, and then it's deposited back into the savings account. So I'm not sure how that all works, but I think we need to go visit about that. The other thing they did was they expanded the commission a little bit. To add two additional legislative members, one from the House, one from the Senate. So that makes a full total of 4 that would be on the commission and expands the commission to a total number of 13. And they add a little bit of money to pay for those two additional legislative members to participate on the commission. Again, I don't particularly have a problem with that, but I think we need to go visit about that incentive. I think that's an important component in here. And is worth the discussion. So again, I'd ask the body to vote no.
The motion is to concur to the House amendments to Senate File 120 Government Efficiency Project, being message number 311. You've been asked to vote no. If you vote no, you vote to not concur. Chief Kirk, please call the roll.
Agar?
No.
No. Anderson?
No.
No. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin? No. Barnard? No. Boner?
No.
No. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
No.
No. Coe?
No.
No. Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
No.
No. Ellis?
No.
No. Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert?
Excused.
Excused. Hicks?
No.
Hastert?
No.
Hicks, no. Kinski?
No.
No. Landon?
No.
No. Meyer? No. Moniz?
No.
No. Nethercott?
No.
Pappas?
No.
Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
No.
Rothfuss?
No.
No. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platen?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Bebout?
Aye. Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 120-30, no.
By your vote, you voted to not concur House amendments to Senate file 120 Government Efficiency Project. Okay. Senator Von Flatern, are you ready on concurrence for Senate file 70? Okay, reading clerk, please read that concurrence request in.
Message number 314, referencing Senate file number 70, Revisor's Bill.
Mr. Vice President, Senator Von Flatern.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move concurrence request message number 314, original Senate file 70, Revisor's Bill. And all the House did was discovered that in 26-3-122, Service of Process, they found the words a justice of the peace or other, so they struck that out because we don't use a justice of the peace in that case. It's in case the process is issued by an inferior court and may be directed to and served in blah, blah, blah. So then on page 17 on line 2 on the repealers, they had to strike 9-2-10-16-H little triple I and insert 5-9-104 and 9-2-10-16-H triple I again, and then use the plural of is to are. And really, they didn't change much. They just found another item they needed to correct in the revisor's bill, and there it
There you are, folks. I ask you to vote aye.
Further discussion? The motion is to concur the House amendments to Senate File 70 Revisers Bill. You've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye. You vote to concur. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar.
Aye.
Aye. Anderson.
Aye.
Aye. Anselmi Dalton.
Aye.
Baldwin.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Boder.
Aye.
Bouchard.
Aye.
Aye. Burns.
Aye.
Aye. Case.
Aye.
Aye. Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Aye. Ellis.
Aye.
Aye. Emmerich.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Excused.
Hicks.
Aye.
Aye. Kinski.
Aye.
Aye. Landon.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer.
Excused.
Excused. Moniz.
Aye.
Aye. Nethercott.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Aye. Perkins.
Aye.
Aye. Peterson.
Aye.
Aye. Rothfuss.
Aye.
Aye. Scott.
Aye.
Aye. Von Platern.
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger.
Aye.
Aye. Hastert.
Aye.
Aye. Meyer.
Aye.
Aye. President Bebout.
Aye.
Aye. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate File 70, 30, aye.
By your vote, you voted to concur to the House amendments to Senate File 70 Revisers Bill being message number 314. Okay, on Senate File 119, was it Senator Burns or Senator Von Flader? Senator Von Flader, are you ready?
Yes, Mr. President.
Okay, reading clerk, please read in concurrence request on Senate File 119.
Message number 310, referencing Senate File 119, Workforce Development Priority Economic Sector Program.
Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move concurrence request message number 310 to Senate File 119, Workforce Development Priority Economic Sector Programs. So what the House did was they went into page 1, line 10, and after funds inserted as specified, because they are specifying certain accounts the funds will flow to. And on page 16, line 17, they deleted the and inserted this, which makes more grammatical sense. Page 17, line 15, they delete employer workforce and insert Workforce Development Priority Economic Sector, which is, if you go back to the very beginning of the bill on page 1, it does say Wyoming Workforce Development Priority Economic Sector is established. So they were just making that conforming. On page 18, line 16, they went in and delete subaccounts and insert the subaccounts. They wanted to specify which, that it was being put in a subaccounts. Page 21, line 12, they delete section and insert subsection. They wanted to specify a little bit clearer that it was this subsection they were talking about, not the section of the bill. And then on page 21, line 16, they delete appropriations in and insert appropriations in subsection A of this section, which would be on page 20, so they wanted to specify what they were talking about, that it would be appropriations in subsection A. Page 21, after line 16, you insert all that language on the effective date and, of this section. And then if you go on to page 20, then the second page of your amendment, they actually realized that they should have used the word subsection on that previous section. So you go back to the new language that's in the first page of the amendment, and it says upon the effective date of this section, and they meant to say subsection, and that's about it. So they really just did a lot of cleanup. They didn't take out the appropriation. They didn't hurt the bill at all. They just cleaned it up a bit. So I ask for your aye vote on the concurrence.
Further discussion? Senator Case?
Mr. President, thank you. Article 16, Section 6, loan of credit, donations prohibited, works of internal improvement. Neither the state nor any county, city, township, town, school, district, or any other political subdivision shall loan or give credit or give its credit or make donations to or in aid of any individual association or corporation, except for necessary support of the poor.
Further discussion? The motion is to concur to the House amendments to Senate File 119, Workforce Development Priority Economic Sector Program, being message number 310. You've been asked to vote aye. You vote aye, you vote to concur. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
Aye.
Anderson?
Aye.
Anselmi Dalton?
Aye.
Baldwin?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Aye. Boner?
Aye.
Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
No. Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Aye. Dockstetter?
No.
No. Driscoll?
No.
No. Ellis?
No.
No. Emmerich?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
No.
No. Ginsky?
No.
No. Landon?
Aye.
Aye. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz?
No.
No. Nethercott?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
Aye.
Aye. Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Bebap?
Aye.
Aye. Agar, aye to no. Boner, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. Senate file 119, 17 aye, 13 no.
By your vote, you voted to concur to the House amendments to Senate File 119, Workforce Development Priority Economic Sector Program, being message number 310.
Yeah, I see it.
What's that one? Okay, Senator Burns, are you ready on Senate File 121? Okay.
Yes, Mr. President.
Will the reading clerk please read in concurrence request for Senate File 121, that being State Funded Capital Construction 2, sub number 1, message 312.
Message number 312, referencing Senate File number 121, State Funded Capital Construction 2, sub number 1.
Senator Burns.
Mr. President, I move message 312, concurrence on Senate File 121, State Funded Capital Construction dash 2, sub number 1, and ask the body vote no. Mr. President, if the bill is, the new sub 1 is being currently being passed out, I think everybody now has it. It's the kind of dingy yellow one. If it was a mimeograph, everybody would have their nose up against it. Mr. President, what the other body did was they took our very nice bill and they turned it into their original House Bill 194. And just, I had hopes when I looked at the amendment that, well, maybe they left a bunch of our stuff intact and only added a couple of obnoxious things. But in fact, the new substitute bill is what our fellow JAC members down the other end, what they did was they added in all the House fixtures and just put a substitute bill in. So it's not just the amendment that you're dealing with, it's the body of the bill itself. And if you look through that, it's all the spending and all the additional projects that the House wanted that we had rejected. So I would suggest that if we're going to have a conference committee, we might as well have it on this as well as House Bill 194.
Further discussion, Mr. Vice President.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just want to be straight on this. Substitute number one, the yellow copy, is this the includes the pink copy within our bill, or this is our bill as it left? And this is their bill as they sent it back to us. What are we doing here?
Just a second before you speak for your second time. Anybody else? Senator Burns, go ahead.
Mr. President, this is the bill as it left the Senate, the House Appropriations Committee. So it was the committee, the House Appropriations Committee was assigned our bill, 121, as it left here. They amended in all the stuff that the House wanted to do and then had a substitute bill. So this is basically 194. House Bill 194, and then on the House floor, they added these additional amendments to it. Forget the salmon one. The salmon one is a much better bill, and that's the way we liked it. That's more of a Senate bill. The yellow one is the substitute bill as it went from the House Appropriations Committee to the House floor, and then on the House floor, they added these amendments to it, which for the most part are stuff that they had never spoken to us about before at all. This bill has become like a Christmas tree. They're hanging every little wish list and ornament onto it that they can think of.
Further discussion? Okay, the motion is to concur to House amendments to and amendments and sub ones and twos and to Senate File 121, State Funded Capital Construction 2, sub-number 1, that being message number 312. You've been asked to vote no. You vote no, you vote to not concur. Chief Clerk, please call the roll.
Agar?
No.
No. Anderson?
No.
No. Anselmi Dalton?
No.
No. Baldwin?
No.
Barnard?
No.
No. Boner?
No.
No. Bouchard?
No.
No. Burns?
No.
No. Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
No. Dockstetter? Dockstetter? No. Driscoll?
No.
No. Ellis?
No.
No. Emmerich?
No.
No. Hastert?
No.
Hicks?
No.
No. Kinski?
No.
Landon?
No.
No. Meyer?
No.
No. Moniz?
No.
No. Nethercott?
No.
Pappas?
No.
No. Perkins?
No.
No. Peterson?
No.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Aye. Scott?
No.
No. Von Platern?
No.
No. Wasserberger?
No.
No. President Bebout?
No.
No. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. Senate File 121. 1 aye, 29 no.
By your vote, you voted to not concur to House amendments to Senate File 121, State Funded Capital Construction 2. That conference committee will be Senator Bebout chair, Senator Perkins, and Senator Von Flader. Unless I change my mind later. Okay, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do we have any messages from the House? Mr. Majority Floor Leader, I believe that clears the desk. You wish to stand at ease? What's your pleasure?
I think I'd like to do is caucus. So let's hopefully 2:30. Is it 236? Is that room? Is that good room? Excuse me, L54?
No, not L54.
L56.
The nicer room.
Yeah, is it L56? No, L56. L56, right?
Yeah.
That's the room most of us didn't know was there. It's a great room. L50. So my guess is we'll probably take a 30 or 40 minutes at least. So.
Okay, Senator Hicks, you wish to have privilege of the floor.
Mr. President, could I have the privilege of the floor?
Yes, sir, you may.
Mr. President, I would like to thank you for providing the minority party the opportunity to come into the Senate chambers today looking very dapper. The addition of bolo ties for the minority party is absolutely outstanding. I want you guys to all give them a big hand.
Hey! You know, Senator Hicks, I just noticed an aura coming from that part of the room when I walked in this morning, and it looks very good. Senator Office, you're looking like you want to say something.
Mr. President, I just wanted to say that this is a beautiful bolo tie.
Looks good on you, Senator Office, all three of you. And Senator Lisa and Salmi Dalton, yes, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. President. The minority party will caucus in our large suite. Thank you.
Anybody else? Okay, the Senate will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel.
Everybody who wants to join us, go to the right.